You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 1.
Just three married guys on a Monday afternoon.
There you go, eh?
Three married guys on a Monday afternoon.
I think there
afternoon.
Was a Jerry's Percentage many moons ago that said, O-Dog gets married again, and I said 0%.
I said 100%. No, I think you said 100%
no,
as well.
No, you did not.
Yeah, we both said 100%. We'll have to go back into the tape. We knew it was coming, but we didn't know at what point and how much time and all of that. You were so far gone the other way, saying it's never going to happen, all of that. But you were, you know, you were at a different mind space. Put it that way. Now you're happy. You found the right person.
There's a couple things I need to bring to both of your attention and people around Ontario.
Really?
First thing, yesterday from Barrie to about Bond Head, I gave the finger to about 15 people because they gave me the high beams, and I'm like, I'm going 120. Am I really going that slow? So they would come beside me, and I did my thing. I'm sure you know what that routine would be.
The O'Doyle wave?
Worse. Then I got to Wonderland. I realized my lights weren't on, and I'm like, they were just
trying to be polite.
They were trying to say,
that
turn
one's
your
light.
That one's tough. Like, I literally wanted to reverse all the way back to Barrie and say,
start over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, so for those 15 to 20 people, because I was kind of tired. It was like emotionally drained, and it just happened. And
it happened.
You know what?
Whatever.
I think everyone has been in that spot before. Not necessarily with the light, but where I accidentally, I put on my indicator and I forgot that I had it on one time.
Right.
And some guy was like giving me this. Yeah. And I'm like, you go ahead. I'm like, I'm not going ahead.
You know what you are?
I'm yelling at the guy.
Do you remember Steve Martin and John Candy going, you're going the wrong way?
Exactly.
He's like, he's drunk. How do you know what?
And I started yelling at this guy and he's like, go ahead. Like, he was being a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then
60 miles down the road.
10 kilometers down the road. I'm like, oh, the indicator's been on the whole time. He was just being a nice guy.
My lights weren't even on. And everyone was like, hey, bud, lights on.
But do you know what that is?
I was like, I gave them the bird. I was just screaming, saying, I'm going 120.
You know what that is? That's our mindset today. Instead of giving people the benefit of the doubt, it's combative. Everyone's combative. Not just you two and myself included. Believe me, there was... Driving up to the wedding, there was a slight incident driving up because there was a guy who was this far away from my bumper.
By the way, can I ask you something?
I'm like, dude, come on.
I didn't think you were going to make it today. Let's point out, that's the closest you've ever been showing up for a show.
Listen, I'm always here early. I don't know what happened. Like, the 401 coming this way off of 400 or whatever.
Gong show.
I think we have the one job. Like, who cares if you're late? Do you not agree?
Well, no.
Like, who cares?
I care.
No, this is job where you have to be on time.
Yeah, I've never been late for
this
show.
But if you came here at 5:05 or 4:05, who cares? Like,
well, we would. How would we start the show?
Yeah, like
Wayne and Garth.
It's 4 to 7. You have to be here. It's the complete opposite of what you just said.
Anyway, I had to go back to the scene of the crime yesterday to kind of talk to the owner and deal with stuff. And somebody at that event went in the men's bathroom, and they should have put police tape around the door. I had to go there.
What happened?
I don't know. I just...
Well, describe the carnage then. Like, what do you mean, police tape? Like, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't see a animal in there, because that's what looked like. Like, it just...
Someone was in the washroom the night before, is what you're saying.
From your wedding.
Yeah.
So somebody at the wedding...
And they doubled down. They doubled down.
Both ends, you're saying?
What? They took a moose and then what?
There was a moose and then the other end happened.
There was a throw up involved.
So they took a moose
and that would have been the worst bowl grabbing of all time. Anyway, I want to know who that one is. If you ever want to come clean, we'll get you on the show.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously somebody that you know.
Well, clearly. It was his exclusive party.
I believe that we should start a poll of who you believe could have done that mess.
Well, I think it was Brando.
Unless it was someone from TSN, no one's going to know who we're talking about.
Brappler, Brando, or Mulls. I don't know.
Two guys behind the glass would be in contention, I think.
Did Al's brother sneak in?
No.
You know what?
Just say, that's from me?
That's from me. Because he fell short of the guest list.
You bastard, Al's brother.
Just fell short of the guest list. So you know what? I'm gonna deposit this.
You never know. Somebody said, I'm not on the guest list. I think Al's brother is... Oh, he just gave me the bird.
I'm starting to think he should be in contention. No invite, hates the nickname.
Exactly.
He's not an intern yet. Somehow, every once in a while, we're like, can you run up to Tim Hortons? He's like, no, I can't. I'm employed.
I'm actually
doing
working
things.
Here. Yeah.
There is a real, that's if there's video chance. There, imagine Al's brother tiptoeing in.
But he's like, Mission Impossible dressed up.
Al's brother,
the black scarf and a black mask
and
on,
and drops a moose and leaves.
No, drops a moose and then pukes on it and then leaves
with just a boiler full of poison. It's a Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
and he's gone.
Imagine there was footage of Al's brother like wheeling down from the ceiling.
And the rope
he
turns
didn't
him
sneak
over.
In the front door. He came through the roof.
And then that's a skydive.
Like Tom Cruise
skydiving,
and he just said, this is for the non-invite.
See, it comes down, and then he spins over, drops the moose, and then pukes, and then out he goes.
Yeah. Oh, he could have done the old traditional sky dump and then just exit quickly through the roof and out. Al's brother.
It could be.
I don't know. It could be old school.
Yeah,
it
really
could have been
could
Duffy.
Be. Duffy is coming on this afternoon, dude.
By the way, am I missing something? Are you and Grappler like tea lovers or something? You guys were drinking like tea.
I didn't drink tea. He was drinking tea at one point.
Well, I think he needed.
Somebody text me. They're like, by the way, I saw Hayes and Grappler like drinking tea.
I had like an espresso martini. They call it, where it's like a sick little drink. There's some booze in there. Don't worry about me. I was taking care of business.
Well, the Grappler was, I mean, he was decked out too.
Oh, like
this outfit.
The Riddler.
He had like a wine-colored suit on.
It was
something else.
It was spectacular. We can get it up on TSN4.
Might have
we
had a
post
turtleneck,
the pic
too.
Again.
Was there a turtleneck involved or not?
No turtleneck. Just the burgundy suit.
The Ron
Burgundy suit.
Is that the old radio crew? Is that the TSN crew?
That's the whole
TSN crew.
There's the pic of just the radio crew where the Grappler and his suit is a little bit more pronounced.
Yeah.
So we'll show those throughout the afternoon.
Yeah. It was an aggressive suit.
It was fun. I'm taking heat online because the wedding, it ended as of 11 a.m. Sunday morning because I needed to know about that Survivor pick. I was so nervous about the Survivor
pick. Who did you guys pick?
It was just such an ignorant text. Like, I got so many messages saying, thanks for the night, and all I see is, did you luck in that pick?
Well, it was all business.
Not like great
all
seeing
business.
You.
Saturday was his day. Sunday, it's like back to
it's
work here.
Game day, all business. Let me justify this.
But by the way, I got to tell you one thing. I have no idea. Like, we're in a stupid Survivor pool where it cost us $120 to get in. I have no idea. I get so mad when I'm watching. Like, people that actually, like,
well,
gamble a lot of money. How do they watch a game?
I don't know how they do that either. I mean, I have my degenerate,
right,
you know, qualities under control to an extent.
Like, I get mad enough with no money at all.
But we are slithering through 2 weeks. We had Baltimore, and they took a knee up 6 against Arizona. Like, we squeaked by. And we know what happened last week where we barely got past with Seattle. But we're through. We're alive. And it's deja vu.
Right.
Because this time last year going into week 3, it was the Bills, a huge underdog at Minnesota. Remember, we all said Minnesota's a lock.
Yeah.
We took Minnesota and the Bills won. I think everyone's going to take Dallas next week with Miami.
Yeah. That Miami team, they're going to screw somebody over.
They are. I'm telling you, they're going to get a win at some point.
They're embarrassing, though.
They are minus 92.
But the
point differential through 2 weeks at home, two home games.
But you know that, I mean, Brady and crew, they didn't take their foot off the gas.
No, they didn't.
You know what? I might take that back. Maybe they don't screw anybody over. They're that bad.
They are as
bad. There's professional analysts saying that is not even a professional
team. That's the worst, like, two-week home stand I've ever seen that I can think of.
What was it, 51 and 46, right?
59 and
sorry.
43 nothing yeah, yesterday yeah, or whatever.
I had to go see my buddy Dan at his place yesterday, and he's like, I'm a Dolphins fan. I was like, what?
Yeah, good luck with that.
He goes, it's tough to watch.
But here's my justification.
A Dolphins fan?
Here's my justification for sending just the straight heat on the Survivor pick. I know you. I know if I send some pleasantry, like, hey, buddy, great night last night, you might flush it.
Right.
Like, if I write some diatribe that is totally disingenuous.
Yeah.
And then at the end, dot, 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 by the way.
Right.
I was worried I was going to get a text back from you at like 2:30 saying, yeah, man, great night.
Yeah, thumbs up. You didn't read the whole
thing. Didn't read the whole text. So I'm like, I got to get right to.
Okay. Who did you guys choose?
We took Baltimore.
And you survived.
We took Baltimore. We're through. That was squeaking
by. I was
by.
Just going to say that. That was quite a,
and that
a
was,
squeaker,
by the
too.
Way, I don't think we should do like 1 week your pick, 1 week mine. I think we got to talk about our pick every week.
Yeah, we will.
Co-GMs.
As of now, we're on Dallas for week three. But we got to figure out who you want tonight. You're up for the Monday nighter tonight. We'll talk about that later
Cleveland.
This afternoon.
Yeah, because tonight's my Monday night game, and I have to pick something. And
yeah. I think it's Cleveland 6.5. Look that up, Grappler.
I'm taking them. That's it. That's my pick.
You were off on Friday. Usually I'm off when the big news happens.
I know.
But how about the Leafs at like 7:03 p.m.? They lock it in. Mitch Marner, 6-year deal. So typical. We've been on the air all week.
Yeah.
All afternoon. Now, we stuck around, and Matt Caws came bombing in, and Maddie was here with probably a bottle of red.
Andy
talking
Mack
about Mitch Marner.
There was, all hands on deck.
All hands
around.
On
you
deck.
You stuck around. MJ and I came back. I mean, I know you were prepping, so that's a pass. But, you know, they got it done. Now it's, hey, there's no excuses. There's no excuses from the Leafs' standpoint. Like, they've got their players.
This year, they're cap compliant. In the future, they're going to have to dance. We know that.
Dance, yeah.
But as of right now, they're cap compliant for this upcoming season. The deal, it's unanimously accepted. It's not a good deal for the Leafs. I mean, it's a 6-year, almost $11 million deal. But Marner's a good player, and you're paying for his prime.
Yeah.
But you notice the PR game is starting to be played because now the offer sheet stuff, that's got to go public now.
I thought that was
That's
really
all about the PR game.
Oh, but there was other stuff that was the PR game, too. The information that was leaked. Oh, he said no to 8 years, $11 million. 7 years, $11 million.
But that was the Leafs playing that game.
This
is now Marner.
Camp.
Marner's like, I got to let everyone know I always wanted to be a Leaf. I had opportunities to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we talked about. That was the leverage. You love being a Leaf. You're from Toronto. This is your.
But they may have said that. They, you know, Darren Ferris and company what may have said, like, we've got a couple offer sheets here, but Mitch wants to stay. If the offer sheets are in this stratosphere financially, you know, you've got to meet us somewhere. Like, that sounds to me like that's what the play was from their side. There was no doubt. And even Mitch came out and said in Drager's interview, like, I wasn't leaving. I'm not leaving. I just needed to get a deal done.
And nobody really knows where these offer sheets were coming from.
Well, I mean, you can guess all you want. I saw
but
mine.
That would be my leverage. You want to go play there? Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not a threat. Like, there is zero threat. If you want to go make that money and be that player in that town, go ahead.
But I think what they were saying, and the Leafs would be fair to say, and the Marner's camp would be fair to say, too. Like, if we're getting offered this and we want to stay, like, let's look at something close. Like, make it at least close. Like, I think that's probably what would be the narrative. I wouldn't know, and I'm not going to guess who it was or what he was being offered, but I'm sure he was being offered a lot of money. And I don't think it's like, hey, I took a hometown discount to stay. I'm sure they did, technically, if there is an offer sheet that had a massive number. But he's where he wants to be. It's for the, to me, it's a right amount of term. 6 years is a lifetime right now in the hockey game. So you've got Austin Matthews at 5, you've got Mitch Marner at 6, you've got Willie Nylander at 7, I believe. 7, am I wrong on that?
No, he's got 5 left on
Sorry, 5. So 5. So you're in, you know, this is your window.
They're all paid
very
well.
And they're going to get paid a lot.
They're not paid to get 50 goals or 50 points or 45 goals. These guys should win. That's what they're paid to do.
But that's the one thing I was going to say. Now they're at least, and they have been, and they will be in the conversation to win. No guarantee. I saw immediately, like, well, they've got, you know, four guys locked up to $40 million. It's all cup talk. How about multiple rounds talk? Let's talk about winning rounds first because you can get there, but you've got to, you know, you've got to.
Well, yes, I agree with you. I mean, nothing's
guaranteed.
You've
got to get in every year and just roll the dice and see what happens.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're still not the best team in their own division. They're not.
No kidding.
Tampa's the best team in their division.
But you're right. But
they have the capability to win. Yeah. What I will say, though, and I guess I'm technically disagreeing with that, is I don't want to hear anything more about stepping stones. I don't want to hear about, well, we had to take, you know, our kicks. You did that the last 3 years.
Yeah. That's right. There's no more part of the process.
No. The process is over. Right. I don't want to hear, well, in 2 years, we think we're going to mold into the team we want to be.
Right.
It better be now.
Well,
now,
as far
not,
as the
not
team.
Necessarily yeah, the fringe pieces.
That's a crazy comment. What
yes,
do you think?
Absolutely. I'm not saying
okay,
you,
what are,
you
what
have
do you think
to
the
win
the
cup.
People in Washington were saying, Ovechkin, it's like it was year after
they
year.
They weren't in this position. They didn't have four guys making this kind of money.
Well, they had Carlson, they had Backstrom, they had Ovechkin.
No, but not in year four of
but
their careers.
That's the thing. The
it
core,
was pretty close.
But no.
And then
happened
10 years down the road.
But guess what? They were considered chokers because they didn't get it
but
done.
But you're arguing the same thing, but just from a different angle. You're not disagreeing. Ovechkin and his core was together for many years. That's a separate thing. What he's saying is Ovechkin and his core were not being paid half the cap. Like, the four of them were not being paid half
right.
the cap. It's two separate things. Right?
I guess my point is there's just no guarantees. The
of
Detroit Red Wings, 20 years ago, remember those teams with Yzerman and Fedorov? They would win the President's Trophy every year, but guess what happened to them? They lost to San Jose. They lost to Toronto. They lost to everybody, and they figured it out like 10 years down the line.
I'm not saying that they
like
are to going
say it's got
to
be now. That's just
no. That's not what I'm saying. Listen, okay. I'm not saying they have to win. What I'm saying is I don't want to hear it's still a growing process.
No, that's over.
That's what I'm saying.
That's done.
Yeah. It's over. You don't get paid $11 million a year to be growing.
Correct.
No. You're a pro now. You're in your prime. If you lose again this year, don't give me this. Well, it was a good learning experience for us.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
You got that against Washington and Boston twice.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yep.
This Go is out your, there and start playing.
The window's now.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're right.
You demanded to be paid like a pro. You're a pro now.
There's no excuses now. That's what you're
exactly. I'm not they're saying they're definitely going to
no,
win.
That's the thing.
No
like,
one would suggest
and
that.
It's not
well, not only
cup
that,
or bust.
You said demanded to be paid like a pro. You're demanding to be paid like a guy like Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. And guess what they had when they demanded to get paid like that?
They got three guys getting paid more than both of them. They got
that's
three
right.
of the top
but what
seven
did they
paid
have?
Guys. They had cups.
Three.
Absolutely.
But that's,
so did Doughty. Doughty had two before he got paid.
But yes, in defense of all of that, though, the landscape has shifted. With the CBA, with the RFAs, this is a different world we live in as far as contract negotiations.
Absolutely. And these guys are getting paid to go into their prime.
Exactly. They're getting paid to go do what those guys did.
Right.
So they're saying, we believe that we're going to do what they did. Taves and Kane got paid on the back end. These guys want to get paid going into it.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is, great. Go in and do it now because there's no more excuses from a financial standpoint.
Exactly.
And
I from
agree.
A growth standpoint. They've been in the league 3 years.
I agree.
Tavares been in for even longer, and Riley and Freddie. And
yep.
They've
and
got a veteran group. They're not a young bunch of young whippersnappers trying to figure it out.
This isn't a rebuild. This is where you believe everyone's arrived, and now this is a very good team on paper, and you got to go do it. And Tampa's a good team on paper, and Winnipeg and Nashville and San Jose, there's seven, Washington, seven or eight teams that can be in that conversation. That's I stop short saying cup or bust, but they have to, like this, it isn't growth, it's advancement, if that makes sense.
Exactly. There you go. That's it right there.
Advancement.
Yes.
Let's just say it. 5 years, they got 5 years to win a cup.
Well, you could argue it may even be shorter than that.
And if they go out in the first round, there's no more, like you said, growing pains. This is part of the process. I love when people say, oh, we learn. No, you don't. You either do it or you don't. You don't learn anything from getting your ass kicked.
Well, they went through it for 3 years. You know, again, they that was it. We'll grant you that. Now it's time to, you know, start putting up some wins and start to advance.
That's
and
right.
They have... Like, you can look at the windows in multiple fashions. They've got the four guys up front, and there's no guarantee all four of these guys are definitely here the whole time.
Agreed.
I think ideally they'd like them to be here in a perfect world. Without a salary cap, you wouldn't concern yourself about this. But for the next 5 years, Matthews, Tavares, Nylander, Marner are locked in. You've got your four kind of Mount Rushmore-type forwards up front, but... A one-year window would include Tyson Berry and Jake Muzzin.
No Correct. Kidding.
A two-year window would include Freddie Anderson, Zach Hyman. They're up in 2 years. A Correct. Three-year window would be Morgan Rielly, Kasperi Kapanen. Like, so every year, there's multiple guys coming up.
And Johnson. Did Johnson
Johnson got a four-year deal.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, Barry and Muzzin, who knows where they're at next year. So this is a window right now.
Correct.
No kidding.
Because
I told you guys I went to the Chicago's home opener last year, and I looked at their starting lineup. Taze, Kane, Seabrook, Keith, Sod, and then I looked at all the other guys. I'm like, I don't know one of those guys.
Well, you got to. That's they've had to retool. Like, that's where they had to slide into Brinkett, and they've got the kid on the back end.
When you start paying people, you got to win because years after, everyone else has to get paid, and there's no money.
But that's why the Leafs feel that there is a cycle there. Like, does Sandin make the team this year, or is he going to slide in when, and I'm not suggesting he's going to take Tyson Berry's spot if they can't afford Berry, but you need players to push through and push out. Is there a replacement for Jake Muzzin in-house, or do they have to try and work if they believe Muzzin is part of that past the one-year window? But instead of trying to play GM and go 3 years from now, like, the landscape's going to change.
Talk about now, this year.
Let's look at this year.
Yeah.
You've got a team on paper. I think there's going to be some healthy battles at camp. It's not going to be at the top of the roster. It's going to be at the bottom of the forwards roster, the bottom of the defensive roster. And still for me as a backup goalie, which I believe is a key, like we're not...
More than ever.
We're not looking hard enough at that one.
Well, guess who wasn't on the ice today? Michael Neuwirth, already injured at camp.
It's not good.
You want to hear what Babcock had to say about it?
Yeah.
Here's what Babcock said about Michael Neuwirth today.
Wasn't feeling good body-wise day before. It kept him off going today. Obviously, it's not ideal for him. If he wants to battle for a job, he's got to be in position to do that. But he's also got to be healthy, too.
He already hates him.
Well, not feeling well body-wise. What are we talking about? This guy's in a body cast out in St. John's. But
maybe he got screeched in and couldn't get out of bed.
But if
that would be the best. He's in the hyperbaric chamber right now. Like, we got him home at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right, he got screeched in, and we'll see him when we get back to Toronto.
Yeah.
But you know this, Noodles. If you're a backup and you can't be healthy, your coach is going to hate your guts.
No, last time he looked like that and talked like that, guess who the guy was?
Johnny Burns or Johnny Enroth?
Either Johnny Enroth.
Enroth.
He was like, you know what? You got to go in there and stop the puck. You can't do that.
See,
and
that's,
he's not doing it. That's the last time he
it
spoke
is,
like that and talked like that. It's just
this is why you want excuses of why players battle through adversity. It's in fringe positions or positions like that where...
What does body-wise mean? I don't even know.
Well, he's probably got something.
I don't know.
If you wanted my guess, if he's coming off something that is hip or groin-related and it's a little bit sore, then they're saying, okay, don't push it this early on because we're going to need you for games. Like, to me, it's something... I don't know what he ended his season with as far as... I believe there was some injuries there. Him and Elliott were both injured. That's why Carter Hart got pushed into it. But if this guy has some sort of bad hip flexors or groins and has a history of it, it's already a red flag for Babs and his crew going... And I guarantee you, I feel bad for Steve Briere, the goaltender coach, because Babs will be giving him the horse eye going... You know, you're talking big about this guy coming in and playing 20 games potentially. I am too. I like the guy as a goalie.
We're 2 days into camp.
2 days into camp, the guy can't get on the ice.
That's a problem.
That's not good.
No,
but I will say, Hutchinson, if he again, he's got to just prove to be stable, and then you get your opportunity, seize it. Because there's 22 games to be had. Maybe more.
Yeah.
25.
Potentially more. Potentially. And you never know. Maybe Freddie runs into an injury. Like, that's always a possibility.
20 games a year.
You knock on wood.
And I'm not
2 to
like,
5. No, believe me, I get it.
It's just like,
no, I know.
If you could squeak that out,
it's a good life.
James Duthie will join us. We'll get his take on the wedding. What was most memorable coming out of the wedding for him?
What a mess with him, too. And
I've heard about it. I think he'll probably relay the details when they first got up there. Marcellus Wiley, Ben Roethlisberger, done for the year. Could he be done for his career? Could Tommy John?
Marcellus Wiley, I'm going to have one question for him. Goff or Mayfield, who would you take?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what Baker's got tonight. I feel good about Baker Mayfield. I would take the Browns tonight.
I would, too.
Marcellus Wiley coming up in about an hour. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
I just can't get the image of Al's brother scrolling through the ceiling with a moose and a puke and then out. And that, like, thanks for the invite. Like, that's his signature move.
That would be the ultimate.
That's a drag bunt.
Get back.
Yep.
The ultimate payback for a showing of disrespect.
If you had some sort of damage deposit that was forfeited, that's he won.
Mm-hmm. Comes out on top. He's up plus money because you're down.
Al's brother, Tom Cruise style.
You go in there and it's just roped off. There's a guy with a hazmat suit just going to work in there.
Yep.
See, I thought there would be a clue left behind.
Just did some damage.
There's a clue left behind because if it was the grappler, it would have been a piece of the maroon suit. Yeah, the purple suit or whatever.
Burgundy. To class it up, it's got to be considered burgundy.
It wasn't maroon?
I guess maroon is too
grappler,
basic.
What color was that? Was it burgundy or maroon?
When I first got it, I was calling it maroon, but everyone I called it maroon in front of yelled at me and said it was burgundy. So
it was kind of like a cabernet color, like a red wine color.
Well, yeah. Grappler, what were you looking for? Did you go into the suit place and say, I want a what suit? Like, fill in the blank.
I walked in there. I actually bought two suits in Montreal, and as soon as I walked in, the lady who was there, she took me for a ride, but she pretty much said, I have the suits for you. She put one sharp blue one on. It was great. Then put the burgundy one on, and I really liked it, too. So I ended up with both.
Was it on a mannequin, and you just said, give me that?
By the way, Hayes, he looked good.
No, we're not
suggesting he didn't look good.
Yeah, it looked outstanding.
But only certain people can pull that off.
Well, and that was the funniest part about me buying a burgundy suit, is she told me the color, and I said, there's no way I'm going to buy this. But then I put it on, and
the rest speaks
for itself.
Well, Mrs. Grappler was there. And she seemed to be very fond of it.
Well, they were dancing up a storm. I'll tell you.
Man, I'll tell you what. We're going to be back up in Collingwood in 1 year. And you know what that's for.
I think you might be right about that. There was a lot of love in the
air.
Grappa-palooza.
Well, that's the thing. You know how early on in a relationship, it's kind of
slightly
embarrassing. Like, it's just handsy.
Noodles, that was one of my favorite parts of the night, was you just like imitating Mrs. Grappler and I, and just like grabbing on to one of the posts. And I don't know what you did to it. But.
Well, there was, like, you know how in high school they got to put the balloon between you because every time you get close, it's like a dry hump? That's what was going on there.
He was looking for a stairway to heaven, too, wasn't he?
Having the time of his life.
He's Sergio Dip.
Yeah, he was. He was Sergio Dip.
But the two of them were,
love was in the air.
They were enjoying themselves. Yeah. Good on them.
Like, everyone was having a good time. But you could tell the difference between, like, dating for a couple of months and been together for, like, 12 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll be at the next wedding, and they'll be, like, just yelling at each other.
I can't believe you wore the burgundy suit. I told you not to wear that
exactly.
suit.
Exactly.
You're the one that took the dump in the bathroom and didn't flush it.
Well, it could be the grapple. I mean, he's been eerily quiet. He loves pointing at Al's brother.
He hasn't said a whole lot about that.
He's giving it the old Lloyd Christmas
point. Yeah, he's blaming over at Al's brother.
Yeah.
But
anyway, Duffy's coming on here in a moment. Roethlisberger done for the year. And you know what I picked up on? And this is just using one example. I know my brother-in-law is a diehard Steeler fan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to blow up his opinion and pretend it applies to the whole fan base.
Okay.
But I learned something that the sports community, we have so quickly become accustomed to tanking and accepting tanking.
So your brother-in-law wants everyone gone.
Lose every game, but this is how extreme it was.
For what, though? For who?
Well,
for the quarterback?
For Tagovailoa, but this is how extreme it was. I texted him. I'm like, I think that could be the end of Roethlisberger. We'll never see him again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tank for Tua. And he goes, no, I'd rather tank for Trevor Lawrence, which is next year. So he's like, tank this year.
The guy from Clemson?
Yeah. Oh, so he's like, tank 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row so you can get him.
And the Steelers are, they're not New England, but nobody is. But they're always in the mix.
Yeah.
And they've won multiple Super Bowls in the past 15 years. And Roethlisberger has given them an incredible run. And he goes down and it's like, forget it, lose every game for the next 2 years. Like, you just immediately embrace Tank Nation.
If he's not able to play this year, what do you think he's going to tip the scales at when they see him again?
Well, we might be having a scout the flag football community. Maybe Duthie's going to have a new gig.
There you go.
Here's James Duthie joining us. What are the chances the Pittsburgh Steelers call you up?
In my prime, I think I was close. I'm not going to lie. I know you guys make a joke of it, but I think I was maybe an inch and 15 pounds of muscle away.
Yeah.
I had everything else.
All the tools.
All the tools.
Okay.
5'2". I don't know. They don't say that. They say 5-tool player in baseball. They don't say it in football. I was a 12-tool player in football.
Every possible tool.
All the tools.
How was your, like, rooming situation over the weekend? Can you take us through your story at the wedding on Saturday night?
How did that go?
No, let me just say this. Duffy's not the idiot. The quizmaster is not the idiot. My buddy up in Collingwood is the idiot because he texts me the wrong address of the place. And these guys show up, and some guy answers the door in his underpants. And he's like, what the hell
are you... Have you guys told the story? Is this the
first
time?
No, this is
the first time.
All right, just some context. O's a good guy. I'm very lazy. I did not book a room in time. I don't book things till the last second. And Jumi O's wonderful bride had, I guess, reserved some rooms at the Westin where I'm sure you guys were. I didn't book in time. O said, hey, my buddy's got a place in town. Why don't you guys all stay there? You can stay there. Dryden can stay there. Mackenzie can stay there. Drager can stay there. I think it was like two beds, so I don't know how we were going to sleep.
No.
Mackenzie wanted no part of it. No part of it. And then in the end, he wanted no part of the wedding. Drager wanted no part of it. He grabbed the hotel. But the quiz master and I said, okay, we'll have a little bonding experience. And so I was almost there to Collingwood when the quiz master phoned me and said, yeah, I'm at the house. It's not, the guy doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know who Jeff O'Neill is. It's not a house. And he says, Jeff told me, no matter what you do, don't bug me if anything goes wrong. So I got a room at the Comfort Inn, and I booked one for you as well. And so I said, okay. So we Comfort Inn. Now, I couldn't resist texting Jeff and saying, hey, just so you know, that place you got us, it doesn't exist.
So what happened there? Like, your buddy...
So it was not O's fault at all. The guy came up to me right at the wedding, O's friend, who, by the way, kind of looks like O. That was my first thing. Kind of looks like your lost brother is he's got a like an O look to him. What's his name?
Shuey
yeah. Kind of looks like O. Yeah. So Shuey comes up and says, yeah, it was my fault. I put a 2 instead of a 3 on the address, and all hell broke loose. And
I'm really so glad, by the way, I paid for that place for the Friday night, too, and nobody stayed there. Like, no,
no, so, but you had somebody there that night. I was going to go because the Comfort Inn, you know, offense, I hope they're not a sponsor, but, you know, it's not really up to Jimmy's standards. And we got the very last room at the Comfort Inn. So, you know, the one that has like the sort of...
no window?
It's got the funky shower, which is, I think, accessible for disabled people. And it was fine. You know, the carpet was a little... There had been issues. A lot of stuff had happened on that carpet. But I had a comfortable evening with my bride.
Well, the Comfort Inn was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There was a vicious rumor going around too, James. Like, there was an incident, apparently. I don't know if you heard the opening of our show where O said that there was a crime scene in the bathroom.
Yeah. I had to go back the next morning and somebody...
At the venue?
Yes.
Yes.
Or at the condo that I was supposed to stay at, or at the venue?
At the venue, somebody went into the bathroom and did something that they should be arrested for.
He said a barnyard animal backed its way in there, took a moose, and then puked on it.
Yeah. Last time I checked, there wasn't a hippo in there.
I think, you know, I'm going to put that on Shuey as well.
He might as well take every bullet at this point.
He did
I will say this. I think that when you order McDonald's for a drunken crew at midnight, you know, somebody's pelting down 4 fries and 3 burgers, there's a chance that's going to happen.
By the way, those things disappeared.
Oh, like the vultures were out. The vultures were
I
out.
I hadn't had a McDonald's fry, no offense to McDonald's if you're a TSN sponsor, in a long time. They were wet. They were very wet. They were moist. I don't know if they'd been sitting in the bag too long. I didn't. I resisted on the cheeseburger, which is a shame.
Well, I didn't.
I had the nuggies.
I went across the board.
You did everything?
I did multiple drive-bys.
Were there quarter pounders with cheese? Because that used to be my favorite.
No, those weren't there. Those were not available.
Was a cheeseburger, a nugget, and a fry situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a nice touch. I really actually enjoyed it, but I didn't do it. But my wife, who is the healthiest person in the world, had a bag of fries, and I thought that was kind of crazy.
Okay.
She was loaded.
It was good.
She was 6 glasses of wine in. So
well, everyone
she was like wolfing down the fries.
Yeah.
She's like a vegetarian who doesn't eat junk food. And she's like, give me more fries. I'm going back to my Comfort Inn. I want some more fries at the Comfort Inn.
She really rednecked it up for that night.
Oh, you got it.
Awesome.
With James
it was very
Duffy.
Nice. It was a nice crowd. You know, it was an intimate little setting. Got to spend some quality time. I don't know if you guys have discussed this, though. The only thing I've had to answer from three or four different people who, you know, were on Instagram and, you know, creeping the wedding was that everybody believes that O married Steph. So Steph, Noodle's lovely bride, a producer of radio and big wig at TSN, she posted a photo, I think, that had all of us. But she happened to be next to O in the photo, and I don't know that there were any other ladies. It was kind of the TSN photo. And so
Works at TSN.
Yeah, so I'm in. A couple of people texted me and said, first of all, hey, O's wife, new wife is hot. And so you can take that as a compliment, Steph and Noodles. then I'm in the makeup chair this morning because I'm taping Bob's draft show. And the makeup girl whispers to me, like, so what happened? Because it seems like O married a girl that was married to one of your other commentators. So how did he take her? What's the gossip? And I said, yeah, it was really ugly. They're on the same show together.
Yeah.
And Owen Hurst started having an affair, and then they got married.
Yeah. Let's start that rumor.
Yeah,
right.
I just thought I'd perpetuate
it.
It's a good rumor, too, because somebody sent me a note last week saying, why does O'Neill never look at you, Noodles? There's like a...
Well, that's
are you guys
why,
in a rift?
He's married your ex-wife.
Let's perpetuate that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We sit beside each other every day.
It's like those two must hate each other. They never look at each other. I'm like, what?
Well, now you know the reasoning.
Yeah, now you know
well,
the reasoning.
Well, welcome to my world on television. I mean, your show's on television now, too. Like, people started texting me like a year ago. Every time I make a stupid joke, which is about every segment we do, O makes a face of how horrible the joke is. And I get people shoot it, you know, they replay it on their TV and shoot it with their camera and tweet it out, O's faces every time I make a bad joke, which is often.
Well,
we'll leave it there.
Exactly.
More great Leafs insight here on the Insider.
Yeah.
Segment.
Next
Thanks
time
lot,
you're on, we'll get your take on Marner on the RFAs. Good chat with you, buddy, as always.
Well, thank us. Thank me and O for giving you guys a short show tomorrow, all right?
Oh, that's right. Is that on TSN tomorrow night?
Well, we do a little 5:30.
We got that game on radio?
We got it on radio, too. Yeah, we're out here at 5:30.
Boom. Yeah, but you're on the panel. Aren't you
on the panel
at 5:30?
Game will be over by 8:30.
Yeah.
That's great.
That'd be great.
Yeah, hockey's back officially, so we'll catch you on the panel tomorrow night.
Okay, boys.
All right, buddy. James Duthie. Tomorrow the Leafs are playing Ottawa and St. John's, and then they play in Ottawa on Wednesday.
Yeah, I was looking at the rosters and that. Marner's going to play tomorrow.
Really?
You see that? I thought I saw that on the roster.
I haven't seen who's playing or who's in the lineup tomorrow night, but
I thought that.
I would say, you know, get the stars out for the St. John's game. Like, you're out there for a reason. But by all accounts, the whole island has reacted really positively
to
them being there.
Quickly, I looked at that. I thought it said game group for tomorrow, which it had Marner, Tavares, and had Barry in there. Other than that, the GOAT, there were some fillers.
I get that. The people out there have been very welcoming, but, like, couldn't you go to Oakville or, like,
this was my idea.
These people will be dying to see these guys.
They can't go to games.
They're not regular season ticket holders, but, like,
if you're in Oakville, you can go to the MasterCard Center or whatever.
You can drive 20 minutes.
All right.
You can go when they practice outdoors, you can go.
Yeah.
I think what they should do, and this would be the most arrogant move
across Canada,
ever, they should go to where there's already an NHL team. Have camp in like Vancouver. Have camp in Ottawa. Could you imagine if you're like, we're going to Ottawa for a 2-week camp?
It'd be so arrogant.
Yeah. It would be the most arrogant maneuver ever.
Find a little rink in Kanata.
Yeah. But you know, like, now the Yankees were there long before Tampa ever showed up, but their spring training is in Tampa. Yeah. The Rays are in their division. Now, like, the Yankees, again, since like the 20s or whatever, have been down there. Like,
you're right.
But
also,
still.
Most spring training is south anyway.
It's all down. If you're in Florida, you have to just accept it. But still, it's like the Yankees own Tampa throughout March, and then they leave, and it's like, oh, yeah, the
Rays. Well, I was thinking about it, and I was like, they want to go out there to get away from the media. But everyone's out there.
Everyone just goes out anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll get into the Marner deal a little bit more. A couple of other RFA stories out there. Travis Konecny signed in Philly. Charlie McAvoy signed in Boston. And what's up with Roethlisberger? What's up with Breeze? And Brady does it again over the weekend. There's a lot to get into with the Monday Nighter as well. Cleveland at the Jets. We'll tee that up. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. All right, Marcellus Wiley will join us at 5:30. Ben Roethlisberger done for the year. Drew Brees, surgery on his thumb today. Out likely 6 weeks. Those are long-standing future Hall of Fame staples at the position that's going to have a real effect on their teams, their division, the playoff race. We'll get into that and more coming up in the next hour. On Friday, we were talking about these multi-billion dollar enterprises, that how could they possibly not control the message and control every single detail. Remember, we were talking about Matthews at the photo shoot and if he had a C on his jersey.
Right, right.
That, I'm sorry, that was nuts. Like, what does a guy have a jersey with a hidden, like, letter underneath it? I'm sorry, that's stupid.
I kind of think, like, there might have been some truth there, but...
Truth to what?
The fact that there was, like, that he's got a C on his jersey. He's going to be the captain, and they're taking pictures
for the whole
year. He
didn't have a C on his jersey, though.
All right, it doesn't matter anymore. The point I'm trying to get to is...
Come on.
This idea that you'd never drop the ball because you're a pro sports team.
Right.
Today, earlier this morning, the New York Jets, who are playing tonight, they wished their safety, Bennett Jackson, a happy birthday today. Happy birthday this morning on
Twitter. Let me guess, not his birthday.
No, he got cut, like, 2 hours later, and then they deleted the tweet. And the point being is the Twitter people right. are not on board with the management,
exactly.
just like the photography
Dude.
People are not on board with the management.
You're right.
Brendan Shanahan.
If I was the president or a general manager and my Twitter person did some stupid stuff, like,
but that's not stupid.
Teams are saucy. They'll be like carving other teams. I'd fire them immediately.
Clearly and understandably so. The GM isn't like, I better reach out to the Twitter guy to make right. sure that he knows. But.
Just bad timing.
The stuff that happens, though.
But
like, not
what?
Everyone's on the same page.
But
I guarantee you,
management that let him go had no idea it was his birthday.
Probably not. Tough present.
That's a tough present.
Yeah. And then they delete the tweet. Just
that
leave
was
it up there.
Basically, Al's brother birthday present to the kicker.
Right.
Take that one.
Hour two up next. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.